You're listening to the Passporter Moms podcast.
Hello, thank you for joining us for episode 42 of the Passporter Moms podcast, Disney and Beyond. I'm Jennifer Marks, Passporter author and Passporter Mom.
And I'm Sarah Varney, Passporter News Editor and Passporter Mom.
The Passporter Moms podcast is a weekly podcast for all travelers with or without kids. We serve up a healthy serving of tips and advice for vacations to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, and destinations in the U.S. and abroad. On this week's podcast, we will be talking about our favorite resorts. That's me, Jennifer, and Sarah. So we won't have a special guest, it's just us. Before we get to that, we have some news and announcements about our newsletters and our community corner and all that cool stuff. So, Halloween was yesterday, and we had an awesome time. How about you, Sarah?
Oh, my gosh. It was so much fun. So, how did the Candy Pirate do? Did he get a lot of haul?
Oh, yes. We went to one of his friend's neighborhood, which has a lot more little kids in it, and wow. So he went trick-or-treating with friends, and he got tons of candy, which, of course, is all going to disappear quietly.
Yes. Well, in our house, we have the Halloween fairy. So,
what does the Halloween fairy do?
The Halloween fairy, he gets to pick out a couple of pieces to have Halloween night. Mm-hmm. And then the Halloween fairy comes overnight and leaves a small toy in place of all the candy.
Well, that's awesome. I love that. Yeah. That's a great idea.
Yeah. Yes. The Halloween fairy is very dental and hyperactivity friendly. So.
I might have to steal your idea.
I don't know. No, it's a Halloween fairy. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, so what news do we have this week?
So this week in the Passporter News, we have two articles. We have a review of a manatee tour, which I'm so fascinated by. I love manatees. That takes place. It's actually in Cocoa Beach. So for those of you who are getting on the Disney cruise or any other cruise line leaving out of Port Canaveral, you know, and you're wondering, well, gee, my flight doesn't leave until later in the day and the last day of my cruise. What do I do in that area? This is might be a great option. So it's a boat tour. It takes you out and you get to check out all the manatees in the area. It's really very cool. And that's by Sue Kulik, who is one of our featured columnists. And then, of course, as always, we have Cheryl Pendry and her take on Tom Sawyer's Island at the Magic Kingdom.
So, wonderful. Awesome. Article. Like, great articles this week.
Yeah. And then for news, if you were hoping to see the Tomorrowland, if you were hoping to experience, rather, the Tomorrowland Terrace dessert party, the Wishes dessert party that has been being offered in the Magic Kingdom, it has been extended only through December 29th, 2010 at this point. So reservations are being taken for that. That is not something you can use your dining plan credits for. And they do accept walk-up reservations, but they're few and far between. So I definitely recommend trying to call and get those reservations. So, interesting news, at least to those of us sort of, you know, in the industry. Walt Disney World, for the first time ever, has signed a contract and will be selling their rooms on Priceline.com. Not through the bidding site, so you can't name your own price for these, but through the sort of the traditional search engine, similar to an Orbit or an Expedia or something like that,
right.
You can now get Walt Disney World's rooms on Priceline. So
now, do you know if Walt Disney World rooms are available through Travelocity or Expedia right now?
They are.
They
yes.
are. So it's going to be pretty much similar to that. It's just
very similar.
Yeah, okay.
One thing for our European listeners, if we have any, I know we have at least a few, booking.com, which is Priceline's European site, is not going to be participating in this. So unfortunately, you will not be able to book Walt Disney World rooms on the Priceline family of sites. So, And then for the Star Wars geeks among us, myself included, it was all Star Wars all Halloween weekend in my house. So. Star Tours, The Adventure Continues, which is what Star Tours is being renamed when it reopens in 2011 in both the West Coast and the East Coast at Disneyland and Walt Disney World, had previously leaked that there was going to be a new character piloting your Star Speeder. However, that has been changed. A new pilot has been announced. And it is the protocol droid himself, C-3PO.
Ooh, so, exciting.
Yes, I love, I'm a big 3PO fan. So Anthony Daniels, who originally rated the role in the films, is back as C-3PO, and he's providing both the movements and the voice for the character. And so it's very, very exciting. So
wonderful.
So that is our news. And, of course, we have the usual roundup of tips and treasure hunts and all that wonderful stuff. Passporter News comes out every week on Thursday. I am always looking for articles, always, 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 did I mention, always looking for articles. You don't need to be a professional writer. We just want your experience. We just want to hear about your trip. The articles are relatively short. We're not looking for novels. You can reach us at news@passporter.com, and you can subscribe at passporter.com.
Wonderful. Thank you, Sarah. And now we get to talk about our favorite resorts.
Yay!
Yay! Where should we begin? How about with yours? What is your number one favorite resort?
We're going ultimate. We're going right, you know. No,
or we can start lower. Sure. What would you like to do?
Well, yeah. Why don't we go by category?
Okay. That sounds good. All right.
And of course, now that I've said that, I'm going to be absolutely useless because if we start with values, I have to admit, I've never stayed at a value property.
I can't believe you haven't stayed at a value resort yet. You have got to do this.
No, there's no yet. It probably won't be happening. I'm going to be real honest. It's not probably happening. However, if I had to choose, and the one that I typically recommend for clients is Pop Century. It's the theming that appeals to me the most. It's the newest of the properties, at least until 2012, when Art of Disney Animation opens.
Right.
Maybe that's when I'll try it. Maybe I'll try Art of Disney Animation when that opens. But I'm fussy. And it's not that they're not great resorts. They are great resorts. But I don't like a lot of noise. I don't like a lot of hoopla. And the amount of sort of school groups and cheerleaders and footballs and things like that at the values have just always sort of put me off them a little bit. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, Pop Century is also my favorite value resort, and I have stayed there. I have stayed at all the resorts,
yeah,
of course, but I like it because it is newer, and it feels a little bit more upgraded compared to the All-Star resorts.
Mm-hmm.
I like the layout a little bit better. Things are just a little bit easier to get to. I like the fact that there's a lake there. The All-Star resorts don't have it. Just there's a lot of little things that add up. Now, I wouldn't say, you know, it's, you know, leagues above the All-Stars. They're pretty much the same class. But
yeah.
I definitely prefer Pop Century. And when I can get Pop Century, I like All-Star Movies, which was the value resort made prior to Pop Century. So, again, it's the two most recent value resorts. Just,
yeah,
you know, just a little nicer. And so,
yeah,
those are my favorites.
Yeah. All right. How about Moderate?
Moderates. Well, what's your favorite Moderate resort?
Well, you know, I have to say, I'm a big fan of the Moderates. I've stayed in all of them, mm-hmm, and so it's a toss-up. This is a tough call for me. Either Coronado Springs, for a variety of reasons. I love the food court. I love the layout. I like the theming. I like that it's a little less Disney for some trips, mm-hmm, than the other Moderate resorts. I spent my honeymoon there, so I'm a little biased, and today's my wedding anniversary, so I'm feeling sentimental.
Happy anniversary!
Thank you. Thank you. But hold a gun to my head, I'm going to choose French Quarter, Port Orleans French Quarter.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's romantic. I love the size of it. It's the smallest of all the Moderate resorts and therefore the most intimate. Nothing's a very far walk away. I like the theming of the pool. And I'll do pretty much anything for the beignets at the food court. So. I love the details, the street signs, you know, the little puns, like the
yes.
Rue de Bega.
Rue de Bega, I guess. Well, as it happens, Port Orleans French Quarter is also my favorite Moderate resort. It's just the theming is amazing, especially in the, you know, the twilight when the that quote unquote gas lamps come on. It's just like, wow, look at that. It's just beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, right beside the Sassagola River. And it's smaller, just like you said, there's one bus stop, unlike Port Orleans Riverside, which has four bus stops. So it's you know, and you can be way out there and you have quite a walk to the food court. You don't have that problem at French Quarter at all.
Yeah. I also love the boat service to Downtown Disney.
I love it too. It's one of my favorite things. I will take the boat to Downtown Disney just because, not because it's faster, but because
it's
relaxing. my second favorite is probably Caribbean. It's really pretty and the grounds are very lush. And you know, I used to not like it very much, but on my last trip, I was really impressed with it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. All right. So I guess moving on to deluxe. This one's easy for me. This one's easy.
Okay.
Beach Club every time.
So Beach Club is your favorite, huh?
Beach
I think
Club,
I knew that.
Hands down. Yeah,
okay.
I think I might've mentioned that about a million times before.
All right. Why is Beach Club your favorite?
Because I'm an Epcot girl, and you mm-hmm. simply can't get any closer. You really can't get any closer to any of the parks other than than at the Beach Club and with Epcot. Uh-huh. I love the food options. I love Beaches and Cream. I love the Oxman Steakhouse. I love Stormalong Bay. But more than anything, I love the access to not only Epcot, but also Hollywood Studios. I'm a big walker, so I actually like the walk to Hollywood Studios. But you can also, if you're not a walker, take the boat. Like, I love the variety of options and the flexibility that staying at the Beach Club gives me. Mm-hmm. So that's me. That's why. I can't even pick a second. It's just my favorite. It's not even close. It's just, it's, you know, that's the number one question I think I get asked when people hear I'm a travel agent and I specialize in Disney is, well, where do you stay? I stay at the Beach Club. Mm-hmm. If I can't, I stay at the Boardwalk. Really,
But what about the Yacht Club? I mean, it's the sister resort to the Beach Club, but you would prefer the Boardwalk over the Yacht Club?
That's a really good question, because I tend to lump them all. I tend to lump the two together in my head.
Okay, so you would take the Yacht Club. It's sort of interchangeable for you.
Sort of interchangeable. The Yacht Club is more conference-based. It's more adult. So if I have Ryan with me, I'm choosing the Beach Club. If it's just Sean and I, I'm probably choosing the Yacht Club.
Okay.
It's a more elegant environment. It's a more subdued environment, whereas the Beach Club's a little more family-friendly. But right. Really, the six of one, half dozen the other.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
how about
good.
You?
My favorite has been for a long time and still is Wilderness Lodge Resort. Mm-hmm. It's just like the magic factor. There's just something really, really awesome about that place that gets me every time. Even if I'm just going there to eat a meal, I always just sort of stand in the lobby and go, wow, it's so cool. I love how when I walk on the floors, they creak. I love the way it smells. I love the rocking chairs in front of the fireplace. Mm-hmm. I love Whispering Canyon Cafe and Artist Point. I love the way that there's a stream that starts in the lobby and then goes out through and it becomes a river and then a waterfall and it turns into the pool and then it becomes the lake. It's just, I don't know, the whole thing. I really, really, really like it.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say it's definitely not the most convenient of the deluxe resorts. You can, you know, the Polynesian, which is my second, is a really convenient one. You know, you just hop on the monorail or the bus. It's all
there.
Right there.
Yeah.
But, you know, because I just love it so much, it's just, you know, if I could choose any resort, it had nothing to do with research or, you know, what was new or whatever I had to choose for work, mm-hmm. I would choose Wilderness Lodge.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. I really like
it. I didn't know mm-hmm. that. I have to say, the Wilderness Lodge, I've stayed there probably 3 or 4 times at this point, and it's, I totally get it. It's no beach, but I totally get it.
I really also like the Polynesian, and I like them for, you know, they're for different trips. The Polynesian is like, I think of it as more of a grown-up sort of, it's romantic, you know, all of the greenery and the tiki torches, and I don't know, it's just, you know, I always have to bring along my CD of luau music and play it in my room. The rooms are huge at the Polynesian, and
they're gigantic. Yes.
And of course, it's super convenient to get into the Magic Kingdom, and you know, and hopping on buses to almost anywhere. So, yeah,
it's so interesting to me that the older the resort, the larger the square footage of the room.
I know, it's funny. So I have to worry: in 20 years, are we going to be staying in closets?
I know, it's going to be like those hotels in Japan where all you get is like the little tube.
I know, it's a little tube.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. The Magic Tube Resort. You can stay right on property. It's like a locker.
So how about villas? I don't know if we're considering another category or not.
We should definitely consider the deluxe villas.
Okay. All right. So, and again, I don't think either one of us is going to vary real far. I'm still going with the Beach Club villa. So.
I was going to ask that before Beth. No, we'll save that and see what she says.
Yeah, I'm still going to go get same reasons, but it gets a little tighter in the race. And it you know, the other option would be the Bay Lake Towers at the Contemporary Resort. And again, it's for me, it's about location, location, location. But also, they're brand new and stunningly beautiful. Mm-hmm. So it gets a little closer, but I'm still going to give the edge to the Beach Club Villas simply because Epcot is my favorite park. And that's really all it's about in that determination.
Right,
so.
Yes.
How about you, still Wilderness Lodge?
No, actually, I don't really like their villas. I think that they're small and dark and... you know, I mean, it's really, my room is, no matter what the resort looks like, my room is really, really important. So, I don't really care for their villas, but I really like Old Key West, which is the very first Disney Vacation Club property. They're just gigantic.
They're big.
And
I know. They're big.
I just really like all that space. I don't like being cramped. And yeah, so despite the fact that Old Key West is very inconvenient, you know, you have to have a car, really. You don't have to. But it certainly helps to have a car there. You don't have to. Yeah, it helps.
Yeah,
I really like Old Key West. Lots of good memories there, and it's just, I just think that the rooms are really pretty and large and comfortable. So.
And I haven't dined there, but I've heard that Olivia's, the restaurant there, is really fabulous
as well. It is
very good.
Yeah, it's just a really pretty resort. Plus, the villas at Old Key West tend to be very good prices, surprisingly. I think it's just not quite so popular. You know, I'm not a DVC member, so I don't buy in points, so I'm not sure about that. But I know that when I looking around for prices and stuff, Old Key West comes up often as a good, you know, as availability and at a good price. So
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. I think we've covered everything as far as the resorts go.
I think we have. So I think that we should move on to our community corner. Now, did we get any name suggestions for our community corner?
No.
Well, then those of you listening, please send us some suggestions or you're going to be stuck with community corner.
Oh, that's it. It's community corner from now on. So. We'll still be quarter for the next episode too, because we're pre-recording it, just to warn
that's
you.
Right. All right, well, three of our listeners have celebrations coming up. The first is Kristen, and she is celebrating her first Food and Wine Festival with her husband and her girlfriends on November 3rd, which would be Wednesday.
Yep.
Congratulations. That sounds exciting. Your very first one, yes. And on November 6th, Cheryl Pendry is celebrating her 11th wedding anniversary.
Ooh, happy anniversary, Cheryl and Mark.
Happy anniversary. And Pamela is celebrating her birthday on November 8th. And I think this is one of our guides.
It is.
Yes, Pamela Kay. Yes. Happy birthday, Pamela. And we have selected a winner for our weekly listener contest, which we chose randomly from all of those of you who have subscribed. So if you have not subscribed, please come to our podcast page and subscribe and so that you have a chance to win too. So this week's winner is member Goofy Nora. That's GOOFYNORA. So if you are listening, Goofy Nora, please send an email to podcast@passporter.com to claim your gift certificate. Congratulations.
Yes. And our very first winner was in fact listening and did claim their certificate.
That's right.
So
awesome.
You could be next, Goofy Nora.
Right. All right. So we have some questions from listeners. All right. Our first reader question is from Monique. And she writes, my sister and I are trying to be brave and want to plan a Disney trip with our kids, minus the husbands.
Oh, that is brave.
Sounds fun. My children will be 6 and 4, and her kids will be 2 and 10 months. This would be a very low budget trip. That was written in all capital letters and red text. We would like to stay in one room, but we did not know if Disney would allow us to stay 6 in a room without a family suite. Every time I look online, they will only give me a 2-room option. If Disney does allow you to stay 6 to a room, what is the best way to book it? And if not, where do you suggest we stay? We are not worried about being crowded. We only plan to be in the room at night and during nap time. Thank you for any suggestions.
The answer is no. Disney will not allow you to stay 6 in a room without a family suite, even though 2 of the kids are under the age of 3. The room restrictions at an all-star or a value resort are 4 people plus 1 infant, which is Disney considers to be anybody under the age of 3. So because you have 2, you are bumped up automatically to either 2 rooms or the family suite at the All-Star Music Resort. Honestly, I would vote for 2 rooms over the family suite.
Yeah,
personally.
I would agree with that. I mean, you're going to find the 2 bathrooms to be very handy, and especially at bath time and stuff like that. Now, what about Port Orleans, Riverside, the Alligator Bayou rooms that sleep 5? Will they sleep 6?
But that would be so wildly crowded, I can't
It would be very crowded. She says she doesn't care, so maybe you should at least look at the price to see if it's worth. I don't even know if it'd be worth or not.
Check it out. Compare. It might be worthwhile.
You would be very crowded.
I know you said you don't care about being crowded, but I think you might, because the trundle bed is going to take up extra footage,
and the crib.
And then the pack and play.
Yeah.
It's going to take up extra square footage, and square footage is kind of at a premium anyway.
Right.
So I'm still sticking with the 2 rooms.
I would also go with 2 rooms at the All-Stars. I think that, or at Pop Century. I think you'd be happier with that.
Yep.
All right.
Agreed.
Okay. So we have another question here from Mickey Nutt, who writes, I was wondering about counter service at Animal Kingdom Lodge. How is it? Are there menu venues, etc.? I looked at the menus at allears.net, but it looked like a very limited choice for a large hotel. This is the first time we will be there. Not only have we never stayed there, we've never even seen the place. So I'm hoping all the great things that have been said about Animal Kingdom Lodge are true. I just want to know what to expect if we get tired at the parks and are looking for a quick bite. Thanks. Quick service at Animal Kingdom Lodge. Well, there's the Mara. And I think that it's got pretty good choices. Yep. I mean, it's not a food court the way that you get at All Stars or even Moderates. But for a quick bite, I think that is pretty good. I really like the Mara actually quite a bit. Now,
It's very similar. If you've ever seen the quick service offering at the Wilderness Lodge,
it's very similar to that. And now the Deluxe and the Moderates, but the Deluxe is more. They have some snacks in the gift shop, which if you're coming back late and the gift shop's opening, you don't like the choices of them. I mean, it's another possibility that you might be able to pick something up there. And So, you know, don't discount that as well. So it's really just one and a half possibilities for counter service at Animal Kingdom Lodge. Is that right? I'm not forgetting anything in mind.
Yeah, there's sort of an inverse ratio at Walt Disney World. The higher the category of the resort that you get, the less options there are for
cheap food. That's right. They expect that you'll be paying more. or that you just want table service or the buffet, you know, at Animal Kingdom Lodge. There's less interest in counter service. So
yeah. Yep.
Yes. So, okay. And one more question.
I just have to say, if you're looking for a quick bite, swing by BOMA and see if they're taking, you know, walk-up seating.
Exactly.
Because it's a buffet, you know, you'll get food real fast.
Yes, real fast. And I have fun at walk-ups. I mean, it's a very popular place, and sometimes, you know, you call and ask for a reservation, and there's nothing. But if you walk up, I've often been successful. All right. Our last question is from Lizzie Bree, who writes, which one would you choose and why? Number one, a one-bedroom Savannah View at Kidani Village at Animal Kingdom Lodge. Number two, a one-bedroom at Boardwalk Villas. Or number three, a one-bedroom at Beach Club Villas. Gee!
Okay. Well, you know my answer.
All right. Well, why don't you say it anyways, and why? Why would you want that one?
I'm, again, with the Beach Club, I think... Those are three. Boardwalk Villas and Beach Club to me are somewhat interchangeable. Mm-hmm. If you can get the Beach Club, I would recommend it just because it is that much closer to Epcot. On the other hand, if you're planning on spending a lot of time in Hollywood Studios, Boardwalk is a little more equidistant to the two mm-hmm. parks. But if you have kids and they're animal obsessed, you know, I would go with Kidani, I guess. It just sort of depends. She doesn't say what the makeup mm-hmm. of her party is, so it's a little difficult to make recommendations. So just based on having absolutely no knowledge whatsoever, I'm always choosing Beach Club because of, you know, the proximity right. to the park.
Well, if I were going, let's say, for Food and Wine Festival right now, I would probably choose Kidani Village. And the reason is I haven't stayed there yet. A lot of times I choose a resort just because I want to see it and I haven't been there. I mean, and I think that's something to consider. If you have been to Disney and you've stayed in all these other places before, trying something new is fun. I was going for, you know, a research trip or just like a quick trip where location was really important, I think I would choose Beach Club too. It's just so close. It's just right there. And it's really nice. I really like the Beach Club Villas. So, excellent. I mean, and Boardwalk Villas is kind of interchangeable. Yeah. So
if you're wondering why I choose, you know, if listeners are going, well, how come if she says they're interchangeable, why Beach Club over Boardwalk? Food options. Boardwalk to me has somewhat less in the way of food options, and I'm a soda addict, so I want easy access to my refillable soda mug. And at the Beach Club, it's in the gift shop. But at Boardwalk, you actually have to leave the resort, walk outside, walk down the boardwalk, go down to the Boardwalk Bakery. It's too much for me. So
that's funny.
Less of an issue with one bedroom because you have a fridge and hopefully you brought your own soda. But you know.
All right. Well, that's all of our questions. If you would like to hear your question answered in the Passport or Moms podcast, send an email to podcast@passporter.com or post on our message boards at passporterboards.com. Now, I wanted to mention one thing that I forgot to talk about earlier on in the podcast, which is that I have in my little hands a copy of Passporter's Disney Weddings and Honeymoons by Carrie Hayward, print edition. So, and it looks beautiful. So, I'll be, you know, it's not in the store yet, just in case you're, you know, I, you know. depending on when you hear this, but on Thursday it'll be in the store and available to order, and it looks really, really nice. So for those of you who are planning weddings or just want to dream about weddings, this is a really awesome book.
Congratulations to Carrie.
She's worked so hard on this book, and it's proving very popular. So I am very excited about that. I have some other things, but I'll just wait. I'm just going to kind of spread it out a bit. And a reward for listening to the end of the podcast, and then a discount, Passport discount code. And the code is good for 25% off the list price of any Passporter in our store for the next 7 days. And let's do, it's honor of the print book for the wedding. So the code is weddings, all lowercase, WEDDINGS, and you just type that in during checkout at PassporterStore.com to get your discount. And that's our show, folks. Thank you for listening. Join us next week for more news and answers. And I believe that we are talking about fun things to do at Disney that don't require park admission. So listen to more podcasts at PassporterStore.com/podcast. Talk to you next week.